What are the benefits of good leadership? Leadership has been defined as a process of social influence which maximizes efforts of others towards achievement of a goal. Leadership, like authority, is not intended for the benefits and advancements of the one leading, but for the benefit of those who are being led. Other terms are management, guidance, direction. Concerning Jesus Christ, the scriptures say, "And he came forth and saw a great multitude, and he had compassion on them, because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things," Mark 6:34. In this, we see the Lord's method of dealing with people that had no one to lead them, that is, he taught them. Throughout Israel's history, especially that of the kings of Judah, the scriptures speak of good and bad kings. One good king was Jehoshaphat. Jehovah was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways of his father David, and sought not unto the Baalim, but sought to the God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel. Therefore Jehovah established the kingdom in his hand, 2 Chronicles 17:3 and 4. There are two factors that established Jehoshaphat's kingdom. One, he sought to the God of his father. And two, he walked in the first ways of his father David. In the third year of his reign, he sent his princes to teach in the cities of Judah. And they taught in Judah, having the book of the law of Jehovah with them. And they went about throughout all the cities of Judah, and taught among the people, 2 Chronicles 17:7 through 9. Thus, in the reign of Jehoshaphat, the truth of Solomon's statement, "Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people," is well established. When the Apostle Paul encouraged the Romans, he said, "Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. In love of the brethren, be tenderly affectioned one to another, in honor preferring one another, in diligence, not slothful, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, communicating to the necessities of the saints, given to hospitality," Romans 12:9 through 12. In the midst of this encouragement is the phrase, "In honor preferring one another." The term preferring is defined as to go before and lead, in the sense of the taking the lead in showing deference one to another, that is, in honor preferring one another, and in honor a valuing. Go before, show honor, value to those with whom you come into contact, and teach them. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul to the elders of Ephesus, saying, "In all things I gave you an example, that so laboring ye ought to help the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." Acts 20 and verse 35.